You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whenever I see somebody trending, it always makes me think, did they die?
So who's trending that made you bring that up?
William Shatner.
Oh, hope not. Denny Crane.
Trending. Have no fear. Captain Kirk is still boldly going where no man has gone before. It's apparently his birthday.
Okay, good. All right, so we were talking earlier in the show about Mace doesn't like having people on his podcast if he doesn't like the movie that they're promoting.
Yes.
So, and that's kind of an entertainment thing.
Meaning?
Like, if you see a show on ET or on E! Channel, you'll never see them do a story about a movie they didn't
correct,
like.
Correct, yes.
You know, entertainment is, I always used to compliment Ben Lyons this way. You have to have a very good schmooze radar if you're going to be in entertainment media.
Agreed.
But you mentioned that Larry King is famous for not preparing for interviews. He wants his interviews to sound like he just sat next to somebody on a plane and he's learning naturally about their life.
And he says, well, then I know just as much as the audience. So I'm not talking about something they're not familiar with.
And I'm with you. I think that's kind of a cop out.
Yes.
I think you can always do research.
Yes.
But to illustrate your point, when Jerry Seinfeld ended his TV show, he was as popular of an entertainer in the United States as anybody. He had the number one show in America.
Yep.
He had a book out. He was doing concert tours. So he does Larry King's show on CNN. And this is what it sounds like when you go in completely blind.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did, sir.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't
this
most
is a,
shows
is this still
down.
CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. But, yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last
okay.
episode.
What? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez. B-movie opens. With Seinfeld. It's very, very funny.
I remember he was doing, when his book came out, we had an anchor. Her name was Paula at KCAL.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing the noon show. Really nice lady. And she's interviewing Jerry about the book.
Yep.
And she says, and this is a typical question, she's at the end of the interview, she says, well, good luck with it. If people want to buy it, how do people get the book? And Jerry gets this really quizzical look on his face. He says, well, Paula, there's a system of commerce in this country. You go to a bookstore or you can go online and you pay someone and they will send you the book. I don't know if you're familiar with this system.
Right.
And she just goes, I stepped right in it.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did it.
Do you have the other one that we were going to do?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So Danny Pudi was on what show, Bergman? One that you watched?
Community.
With Joel McHale. Show.
Yeah.
Great
so
show.
He was also doing
an
animated series. And this is a conversation between, again, completely unprepared, Larry King with Danny Pudi.
By the way, it says Daniel Pudi doesn't have any context, so hopefully this is right.
Okay.
A luxury you can't live without.
A luxury I can't live without. Coffee. I really like good coffee.
It's not a luxury you can get it anywhere.
I guess, yeah, I like good coffee.
I love coffee, too.
I like nice socks.
Socks? your socks, would you put in your shoes?
Yeah, I really love them. I like kind of like, you know, cozy feet.
You're attracted to your socks.
I'm attracted to really nice running socks. Like, I'm always looking for good running socks.
That's not a luxury, though. Coffee and socks are not a luxury.
All right, give me a luxury. What luxury should I have?
Private plane.
Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
By the way, what's your answer to that question? What's a luxury you can't live without?
Massage chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that you have it.
It's revolutionary.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like when you fly in business class or first class for the first time. If you didn't know about it before, you were okay. But once you know about it, it's hard to go back.
See,
now that you have the massage chair, you probably will never have, as long as you live, you'll probably never have a house without one.
Yeah, it
took me 10 years to convince you to get that.
It's a very expensive purchase, but I think I've already made money on it.
And by the way, you'll just upgrade it. That one will last you 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
And then you'll just get another one.
Yeah, stress management's big in my house. I go from massage chair to jacuzzi, massage chair.
Bergman, what's that answer for you? Luxury you cannot live without.
The Rinse app. I get my laundry done through the Rinse app.
That is a luxury, too.
If you and I were roommates, you would never have to do your laundry.
Oh, God, that would be wonderful. Lisa, I don't know if we could live together.
Lisa has not done a load of laundry in 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, if I see her near the washing machine, I yell at her.
There are a few things I hate to do more than laundry. I hate
doing
laundry.
I think laundry's kind of a gimme in the house. Not that I'm doing all of it.
You're not touching it.
I know. I touch it sometimes.
How often? I touch
it when I put it in the hamper.
and then Juan takes it out of the hamper and washes it.
Exactly.
So Brian, luxury you cannot live without.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe like
for you, I was thinking maybe your dog.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily like a luxury.
I think it makes your life way better.
Oh, for sure.
It does do that. Yeah. How is Copper?
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. How long have you had her now?
About 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
So the way you answer that question is if I were to take something out of your life, what would affect you the most? And I think that Copper might be that.
Yeah, Copper or the car, you know.
The car, what are you driving now?
That's the 2001 Ford F-150.
Nice.
2001.
Yeah, 2001. Wow.
Good for
still
you,
rolling.
Man.
Like it.
Good for you.
All right, so we were talking earlier about Wemby, Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
I think he's probably my answer to who will be the face of the league once LeBron retires. A lot of other people think it's Giannis because Giannis is so personable.
Yep.
Some other people have said if Ja Morant ever gets his act together because he's so fun to watch.
I've heard people say Jason Tatum.
Good one. This question came up the other day with Stephen A. and Shannon Sharp on First Take. And Shannon said something that I don't agree with, and I'm surprised he said it. Here's what he said.
What about relationship status? Magic and Bird was married. LeBron was in a relationship with Savannah. How do we look at that? Because when we look at presidential candidates, we look at candidates, we want them to be secure. We want them to be foundational pieces. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the hell you're asking.
All right. So he was saying that the new face of the NBA has to be married. Or it has to be relationship solid. I couldn't disagree more. I have no idea if Wemby is married or he has a girlfriend. I have no idea if I know Jason Tatum has a kid because his kid's cute. I don't know if he's married.
Yeah.
I don't know who his significant other is.
Yeah.
I know Anthony Davis is married, but I don't know who his wife is.
Right.
And I've never asked.
Right. I don't think it's important. It's such a weird thing to bring up. Who cares if they're married?
And Shannon knows this. A lot of athletes don't want that side of their life out there. I mean, LeBron is proud of Savannah, and they've been together since they were in high school, and he openly showcases his family, which he chooses to do. Good for him. But I don't think the face of a league needs to be married.
No,
do you?
Absolutely not. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
In some ways, I don't think it could be more irrelevant. Like everybody you just talked about.
Yes.
Luka.
No clue.
I have no idea if he's married.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea. I don't think it would matter if the guy was gay. I really don't.
Do you know if Shohei Ohtani is married or
I don't.
I don't.
No clue.
I know
he's the face of baseball.
I know
right?
He's got a dog named Decoy.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know any other thing. He's the face of baseball, though, right?
Either him or Aaron Judge. And I don't know if Aaron Judge is married.
I think Aaron Judge. I think Shohei is the face of baseball.
Okay, but
now.
Do you know if either one of those. Do you know if Mike Trout's married?
No.
No idea.
I think
idea.
He is.
But he's very. He keeps himself a lot.
Right, but you see what I'm saying, Greg, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand Shannon's point?
No, I think it's a ridiculous point. I don't think it matters one way or the other for the league. You're a baseball, basketball, football player, not...
Right, or two fans to be like... The question we asked originally was, who is the face of the NBA when LeBron retires? We threw out 5 or 6 names.
Sure.
I don't know the relationship status of any of them.
Right, I don't either.
So the face used to be Kobe. He was obviously married, and the face was Michael Jordan, and he was married. I think LeBron is just in the situation where he's never that we know of, done anything wrong. So I think Shane is just saying, I want it to be like that again. Like, there's no speeding tickets, no drunk driving.
And I want to be clear about this, because I like Shannon a lot, and Shannon is a big Lakers fan.
Yes, he is.
But the reason I disagree with him here is, if you look at anybody who's been like the face of, like, he mentioned presidential candidates.
Yes.
I think the ship has sailed on relationship status for presidential candidates. I went after Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And say what you want about Bill Clinton. I know everything is polarized now, but Bill Clinton was a good president.
Yeah.
His marriage was shaky. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Donald Trump's marriage is shaky. He was president. Yeah. I mean, I think you can get elected without being in a...
Of course.
I just don't think it matters.
I don't think it's relevant. Here's the thing. Not everybody gets married. Not everybody has to get married. It's not a requirement in life.
Nor does it apply to the discussion that we're having.
Right, right. It's like, the other thing is, and this sort of goes along with it, having kids. Everybody, your life isn't complete until you have kids. Not everybody is meant to have kids. Not everybody's supposed to have kids.
Not everybody should have kids.
Yeah, not everybody should, exactly. Like, I should not.
Being a parent would be interesting.
Oh, God. I'm sure I would change completely.
You would have to.
Yeah. I mean, if the kid got treated like my dogs, then the kid would be okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Those dogs get everything. So anyway, I play at the Commerce Casino on Saturday in the L.A. Poker Classic. And, John, you know it's the largest poker room in the world. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, roughly. How many people do you think were in it?
1,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds about right. I know they can fit that many.
Yes. And I played for 6 hours.
No matter what you say after this, that's a win.
I thought
you lasted for 6 hours.
Lasting 6 hours was pretty damn good because everybody was a player. Everybody bought in for $10,000.
Right. So do you think there were under 100 players left when you got knocked out?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So you were in the top 10%.
Yeah. I was very happy. Now, you want to hear my bad beat?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a flush.
On the flop?
On the flop.
So you had five what? Hearts?
Clubs.
Okay. What's high?
Queen.
Okay. Somebody else beat you with a higher flush.
King high flush.
Okay, so this is the hardest thing about poker.
Yeah.
You have a queen high flush, so there's only two other flushes that can beat you.
Yeah.
The ace and the king. How many of the clubs were up on the table?
Three.
So
he had to have two clubs in order to beat me. We were both dealt two clubs down.
And he had the king.
So
this is 90% of the time I get knocked out, I do this. I know there's two hands out there that can beat me.
Yep.
He's betting like he's got one of them, and I won't believe it.
Right.
I will say, I'm just going to play the percentages here. There's only two hands that can beat me. If he's got one of them, I'll tip my hat to him, but I know he's got it. And I stick.
But were I have driving, to see
were,
it.
Were you driving the betting, or was he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was betting, and I was re-raising.
Yeah. I would have.
I thought, I've got to see that hand, right?
Yeah.
I can't just fold a flush.
Yeah, it's a queen high flush.
Yeah, it was a really good hand. By the way, Commerce Casino is, they've given away $1 million in promotions in the month of January. They're giving away $20 million this year. As I said, great, great place to play poker. CommerceCasino.com. Go check them out. I play there all the time and had a great time at the LA Poker Classic. Thank you to Commerce Casino for the hospitality. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Some bad news on Twitter just now. Where's our Hall of Fame induction tomorrow?
Lakeside.
Reportedly, they do not allow jeans on the property.
Oh, yeah, you gotta just do what I'm doing. Wear a suit with no tie.
It's ridiculous.
What, that there's no jeans?
Yeah, just there's so many rules to this thing.
There's so many rules.
It's. Let's just blow it off. Let's just not go. Let's just not go.
They basically scheduled the whole thing around us. We're not.
Yeah, they did.
We'll be fine. It's one day.
It'll
be fine.
Let's just not go and just come to the
show. No, no. We're going to broadcast live, right?
I'm going to support you.
You absolutely do not have to go.
No,
it's completely up to you.
I'm going to support you.
I think the station bought a table, so if no one shows up at the table, Mason and I will just spread out. You think
put your feet up on like two chairs?
Do you think if we sent a car?
Yes.
Do you think Michael would go?
Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
Yeah, no chance in hell. But I would imagine some people from the station are going to be there, which is cool. And Bergman, we're broadcasting live, right?
Of course.
Right during Travis Sliwa, we're going to pick up live.
Well, actually, it would be during Evan's show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
we'll do it live.
Do it live. All right, so that's tomorrow. Hey, did you see Alex Rodriguez was trending Friday night?
Because he's too tan, right?
It's ridiculous how tan he is. Is everybody supposed to be that tan?
No, he claims that he fell asleep in the sun, and when he woke up, he was fried like a lobster. He's and he's Dominican, so he gets really brown.
But he's like orange. He's like a really dark color.
Does anybody believe anything Alex Rodriguez says?
No.
I don't think so.
I think he sprayed.
Well, he bought a good team. He bought the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they're really good.
He
now.
Got in when they were good. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
I just don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah. So
very,
I got
very fake.
I found some results for a poll. This is from SB Nation, John. It's about the Lakers.
Okay.
Two questions. What percentage of Laker fans think the Lakers will advance beyond the play-in tournament? Advance beyond the play-in tournament.
I'm going to say 59%.
26%.
Ooh.
So not a lot of faith here. Second question. Ah, this is unfair to you, but I'm going to ask it.
Eh, I don't care.
What percentage of Laker fans have faith in the ownership and front office?
Well, I think the first number is going to be similar to the second number. So I'll say 35.
29%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Are the numbers identical?
26 and 29.
Okay.
26% think they'll get beyond the play-in tournament, and 29% have faith in the ownership and front office. Now, I'll say this about that particular issue. First of all, I think there's probably a 26% chance that the Lakers do get out of the play-in. Like, I think that percentage is probably right. About a 25% chance that they can get
West,
the 7
West
the
is pretty loaded. I would make it higher, but I get where you're going.
Laker fans, I don't think, have enough appreciation for the front office. There was just a championship. Last year, they went to the Western Conference Finals.
I know.
They brought back that team again. Last year, they found a way to reconfigure the roster at the deadline, and that team went deep into the playoffs. I don't get the lack of faith in ownership in the front office.
Well, if you're a fan of any team, what you want is a team that's easy to root for, fun to watch, and can compete for a title. They check all three boxes. Now, only one team can win it.
And in fairness, I mean, I will say this. It won't be the Lakers. The Lakers will not win. You think the Lakers have a chance to win the NBA championship?
You just made the list.
I think it's matchup dependent. Let me tell you how they could do it.
Okay.
I think that if they get out of the 9 or 10.
Right.
That's all jammed up in there, so they could. But it won't be easy because those teams are all good. But last year they were the 7.
Yes.
They figured out a way to get to the Western Conference Finals, and then they ran into Denver.
Right.
So it's matchup driven. Last year they got Memphis in the first round, and Memphis had a bunch of injuries. So they beat them. Right. Then they got Golden State in the second round, and Golden State is small. They don't have anybody who could guard AD, and AD controlled the whole series.
Right.
Then they get to the Western Conference Finals, and they run into a buzzsaw, which is Denver. It would have to be something like that. They would have to get good matchups early. Somebody else knocks out Denver. Maybe they play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, wait a minute. Golden State's the 10, and the Lakers are the 9.
Right.
It's
but
not
going to
be Golden State versus the Lakers in the
Well, last year,
Western
what do you think Golden
Finals.
State was when they made him when they played him in the second
well,
round?
Well, didn't we? Golden State was they were probably a playing team, right? They were the 8.
They were the 6.
They were the 6.
So,
they
six against 7.
It. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so I think all these teams, like for example, I wouldn't want to play Denver. I wouldn't want to.
Nope.
I wouldn't want to play the Clippers, and I wouldn't want to play Dallas. I think Dallas is really good.
Well, Dallas, you could see in the play-in tournament.
Correct, but I would want to play Minnesota. They've already beaten Oklahoma City twice.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't think the Lakers
They beat New Orleans by 44 points in a game.
Yeah, I mean, it's small sample size. Winning 4 out of 7 against a young, hungry Oklahoma City Thunder team is not an easy thing at all.
Not easy, but they've already beaten them twice, including a game in Oklahoma. So I think they could do it.
The Lakers, at best, I think, are going to be the 8, which would give them a matchup with Minnesota.
Well, how far
round.
Are they out of the 7?
They are four games out of the 7.
So you, Greg, you say 3, he's saying 4.
Well, yeah, New Orleans is 6.5, and Lakers are – oh, I'm sorry, Lakers are 10, so 3.5 games.
So 3.5 games over 24 is doable. They have 24 game or 23 left. They have 23 games left. They could do that. They could get to the 7.
Boy, the glass is always half full with you.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, you've no
I mean,
choice,
they pay me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they pay me to be optimistic.
It's true.
But – I don't think you're crazy to suggest that it's a long shot.
Yeah.
I think they need some luck. They need to get better.
They got to have the right matchups.
And I'm with what Greg said earlier. If they're the 9 or the 10, I think it's really hard. I think they got to get out of the 9 or the 10. If they're in the 9 or the 10, then it's a puncher's chance.
Well, if they're the 10, you've got to win two road games.
Has anyone ever gone from the 9 or 10 to the finals? Did Miami do that last year?
Yeah, I think they were – well, no.
Or were they the 8?
They were the 8.
They
had to win two games to get into –
So they were in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, they were in the play-in.
Yeah,
they lost the first one, won the second
one. Both the Heat and the Lakers went from the play-in tournament to the conference finals last year. So it can be done. You just need luck with the matchups. Anybody who says they know what's going to happen doesn't know. You don't know until you get out there and play these games.
But that doesn't keep us from predicting what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's what we do.
It is. It's our job. So I came across a story about Wendy's. Do you ever eat at Wendy's?
Yeah. Yeah. Not recently, but used to all the time.
So Wendy's is going to try something that I think is the worst idea I've ever heard. They're going to do something called dynamic pricing. They have approximately 6,000 locations. The CEO says they're using the Dave's single burger. So it's a quarter pound burger option to highlight how the experiment may work. So the suggested price of the item, in this case, a single, could go up as much as $1 during peak lunch and dinner hours. So you get
no chance it could go down?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, no, it'll be normal price the rest of the time, and then it'll get more expensive by $1 during peak hours. It's like, are you kidding me? Am I really going to pay more for a burger because it's dinner time or it's lunchtime? What a scam that is. Who the hell is trying this?
All right, you're going to yell at me, but I think dynamic pricing should be used in all walks of life.
Burgers?
Well, wait a minute. When you were at the movies,
yeah.
When you ran your movie theater.
Yeah.
Didn't you charge less during the day than you did at night?
That's not dynamic pricing in the same way. Like, for example, when I go to AMC, I'm a Stubbs member. When I go to AMC, sometimes it's $15.65, and sometimes it's $12.99.
Right. So that's Wendy's is
trying. It's wrong. It's terrible. It's a terrible system. A price should be a price. A product is a product. It has a price. You shouldn't be able to jack it up. It's all because of Uber and Lyft
right?
and their surge pricing.
I'll take it a step further. I think sporting teams, a lot of teams do this, but I think all of them should do it, should use dynamic pricing. For example, let's say the Clippers are playing Boston.
Right.
You can charge whatever you want for that game. It's a great matchup. Let's say they're playing the Wizards. I would do what it takes to get the seats sold. So drop the price. Get more people in
there. So you
would
raise the price when it's a good opponent.
I would.
You would jack
up
the price on your fans.
I would have a base price.
Right.
And by the way, teams do this. I'd have a base price.
You think they change prices in the middle? Or
I know
does it just they do?
Yeah, here's an example.
Okay.
It happens to you with the Rams. If they offer ticket packages that say, let's say they can't sell somebody a season ticket. They don't want to pay that much money.
Right.
So they'll offer them a three-game package.
Right.
And they'll say, we're going to give you the Niners, the Ravens, and the Chiefs.
Okay, they're three best games.
Right.
Let's say.
They'll charge more. Then they'll offer a three-game package where they say, we're going to give you the, you know, three teams that stink, you know, whoever they are. We're going to give you, I almost said Cleveland out of habit.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But we're going to give you three teams. Like, we're going to give you the Jets, we're going to give you the Bears, and we're going to give you the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then you would charge less. That doesn't make sense to you?
No, but that's not what I'm talking about with dynamic pricing is, I mean, literally, you go to Wendy's at 1 o'clock and the burger is a dollar more expensive than it is at 3 o'clock.
Right.
That's just,
Mace, you
that's
know,
scammery.
We're talking about the whole concept of happy hour. If you go to a restaurant at happy hour,
things get cheaper.
Correct.
Right, not more expensive.
But
things get more expensive.
But I think you can do both. I think you adjust the pricing to what you're offering.
I would never go to Wendy's again. If they start charging me for a burger more on a particular time of day, I'm like, screw that. I can get the same burger at McDonald's. It's the same price 24/7.
Right, but I have no issue. Greg, do you have any issue with dynamic pricing?
And when it comes to fast food, yes, I have issues with dynamic pricing.
It's
absolutely ridiculous. If
what
I went to McDonald's, I don't want them to charge me more for a 10-piece chicken nuggets because it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
All right, but what happens if you're there at 3 in the afternoon when there's no business and they lower the price?
Well, if they lowered it to like 5 cents or like went down, if it's normally, let's say,
happens
10
all
pieces,
the time.
Maybe if it's normally $3.99 and it's 3 o'clock and they drop it down to $2.99, then maybe.
Here's the example the CEO gave. So let's say the base price for a Wendy's single is a dollar. During lunch and dinner, it's going to be $2.
Okay.
It's stupid.
Who is going to pay that? Who's going to pay the extra
buck?
Well,
if they don't, they'll just put it back to a dollar.
When there are so many other fast food places that sell burgers.
Dynamic pricing in selling tickets to games makes sense. Dynamic pricing to selling burgers at a fast food restaurant does
insane.
Not make sense.
But wait a minute.
Insane.
You know, restaurants have like specials on Monday and Tuesday nights where you can get like a
right,
prefix
but
menu.
But that's not dynamic. They're not actually jacking the prices. They're lowering the
right,
prices.
Right.
I get that.
You're
if Wendy's wants to say dollar off, I'm in on that. If they want to say add a dollar, I'm like, there's no friggin' way.
It's yeah,
like
the dollar menu is going to go up to $2.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Gonna be
the
$2
menu is $2.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
that's stupid. It's fast food.
But
nice
you guys
restaurant.
Realize that you don't have to pay it. You
correct.
Can just
we're
go
going
somewhere
to McDonald's.
Else.
We're going yeah. to In-N-Out. We're right. going to anywhere
yeah,
where
I don't,
they
don't
charge
get what
more
you're
for
mad
the
about.
Burger. Are you kidding me?
I don't.
That's ridiculous.
I would charge. If I owned the restaurant, I would charge what I could. Brian, what do you think?
I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, I would just avoid those times,
right.
more or less. And if they
yeah,
went
I mean,
I would go for
the
it.
The easy answer is don't go to Wendy's.
Right.
They're scamming you. By the way, and I don't like it for movie tickets either. When I go to the movies, it should be, I mean, when I own movie theaters, it was like whatever it was, $12.50.
You didn't do matinee prices?
Sure. You did a matinee price and you did a regular price.
Right. That's the whole thing the restaurant, that Wendy's is doing. They're charging you more in peak hours. You pay less in non-peak hours.
It's not Uber. It's not Lyft. You don't get surge pricing. Is it still that Dave guy? Is Dave still the guy at Wendy's?
No, he died a long time
ago. Okay. Yeah. Whoever's
Dave Thomas?
It. Dave Thomas, yeah.
I think his daughter, Wendy, now runs it.
Oh, does she?
I think.
Yeah, Wendy runs the joint. Yeah, I don't think that's going to go anywhere. I can't imagine that's going to go anywhere. All right, coming up next, we've had a conversation about the, check that. We already did that. There are two really cool pieces of memorabilia on the market. Now, John, I think I can sell you on these.
You know me, I don't pay for memorabilia.
No, this is good.
Okay.
This is good. We do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. ZipRecruiter is the fastest way to find qualified candidates for your jobs fast. So if you're hiring, go to this website, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter and try that site for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Ian Siegel, who owns ZipRecruiter, puts it this way. They don't leave anything to chance. They use powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. How quick? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. So stop messing around and speed up your hiring process. Go to that exclusive web address and try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so you're well established as not a memorabilia guy.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Now, I think this is a really cool item. And it reminds me a little bit of the piece of memorabilia I have from the 2022 Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Rams, because we're season ticket holders, sent us a piece of the artificial turf. Well, I guess it wasn't artificial turf. What was it? Turf?
Yeah.
Yeah, pro turf. In a little box and a little display case, and we keep that as a memento.
Okay.
Now,
you did not pay for it, correct?
No, we got it. Well,
okay. Well, you buy season tickets.
Yeah,
it was a perk of having season tickets.
It was a perk.
Right.
Now, the item that is interesting is you sent this along, the coin from the Super Bowl, in which Fred Warner and Patrick Mahomes used to figure out which team would start overtime with the ball during the 49ers game against the Chiefs. That coin that was flipped to decide who got the ball first is being bid on, and the current bid is $10,000. Now, I don't have that kind of money. I don't have, you know, this kind of memorabilia money. But if I was much richer, that would be a cool thing to have. The coin from the Super Bowl that, for example, the Rams won in 2022. Is that not an item that would intrigue you?
Zero.
Why?
Would not pay $1 for it. Because. How many of those coins do you think they made?
I don't know. This is the NFL. Apparently one. There's only one being auctioned off.
They made more than one, I guarantee.
You think the NFL is not guaranteeing that this is the coin? It's the NFL's auction. You think they're selling multiple coins? Because that is a gigantic scam by the NFL. And a huge, if you were to uncover that, that's a gigantic story, that they're selling an item when there are many of them and they're pretending like it's the only one.
It's already been uncovered and people just don't want to hear
about it. So wait a minute. So there are multiple coins?
I don't know if there are multiple coins, but I'll give you an example. Eli Manning was sold game-worn stuff.
Sure.
Game-worn helmet, game-worn jersey, blah, blah, blah. And he would sign them and send them away. He kept all his game-worn stuff. He admitted it years later.
So you're saying...
What he did was he had the equipment guys give him the exact jersey he would have worn had his original jersey ripped. Okay?
Right.
And he signed it and sold it as game-worn. And Kobe told me that when he was alive, that 90% of the memorabilia that's out there that people claim is authentic is not authentic.
Well, it's not authenticated.
Right.
And the NFL is authenticated.
If you hear
the
phrase certificate of authenticity,
well, don't believe that.
That is a bunch of crap.
Unless it's a real company. If Upper Deck certifies it, it's real. If the NFL certifies that this is the one coin that was used. Now,
trust it.
So the NFL's lying. The NFL is scamming people. This wasn't the coin? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying that, let's say it was the coin.
Okay.
And along the way, it went through several people. Okay, went to the auction
this
house.
This is just the NFL.
Went through several people in the NFL. Said any of those people could have stuck that coin in their pocket and just put a replacement coin out there, and you would never know.
So you're saying, but the NFL is certifying that this is the coin.
Great. How?
because they're the NFL and they're the ones that provided the coin.
Yeah,
you're saying there are multiple coins.
Not buying it. Yeah.
Well,
I'm saying there could be.
If I bought one and I found out there was another coin, I would sue the NFL's ass off and I would win.
I'll get ready to get a good lawyer. Because I think memorabilia in general, sports memorabilia in general, I've talked to tons of athletes right. about this. They say 90% of the time it's not real.
Yeah, I only do it if it's certified by an actual, like Upper Deck is legit.
Right.
If Upper Deck says something, it's legit.
So I've told this story before. Our friend Jeffrey Blake in New York.
Yep.
One year, the Lakers were hosting the All-Star game at Crypto. So the NBA sent out a bunch of promotional jerseys.
Right.
So I took the one jersey that I had, and I went to Kobe, and I said, I've got a friend that's a huge Laker fan who lives in New York. Would you mind signing this for him? And I watched him sign it. And I took the jersey from him, and I put it in my backpack, and then I mailed it to Jeff.
Right.
I know Kobe signed that. But what he's told me is, you know, anybody could sign this. And say,
sure.
And say it was me.
Because it wasn't gone through an auction house or a certification.
But I don't believe, I think auction houses are in on the bit. I think
so.
That
you're
auction
saying,
house-
like, for example, I'm looking. Okay. Anthony Davis, autographed 2022-2023 Los Angeles Lakers statement edition, authenticated by Upper Deck. You're saying that's not real because they're selling it for $1,500.
I would, if I was thinking about buying it, I would take it to AD and say, is this your signature? And if he said, yep, I would say, okay, we're good.
So you're saying Upper Deck is scamming people?
I'm saying not intentionally, but I'm saying that anybody, right now, Mace, you and I
yes.
could order a jersey from NBA.com.
Right.
Okay. We could order a Kobe Bryant number 8 jersey.
Yes.
I know what Kobe's signature looks like.
Right.
The jersey comes to my house. I sign it as Kobe. And then we put it on up for
well,
auction.
Well, sure, that's a scam.
Right.
But this
goes
is,
on all the time.
But this authentication thing.
Don't buy it.
You don't believe
never
that
have.
It's possible.
Greg, do
to
you buy it? Do you buy authentication of game?
Very,
game
very
worn
few.
Items?
Yeah, very, very few. Because of everything he's saying, a certificate of authentication.
I could fake that too.
But even if the NBA says this is what it is, you're saying that's fake.
I'm saying they
Upper
may
Deck
not
says
even know.
That, well, why would they sell it if they don't know?
So, 48 Hours did a story once on memorabilia. Bernard
right.
Goldberg did it.
Yeah.
And he went to all these athletes, including Kobe and Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, and said, I bought this online.
Right.
Is this your signature? And Kobe went, nope. Here's how you can tell. And he showed him, blah, blah, blah.
But who authenticated it?
There
was it
a,
the NBA?
It came with the auction house. It came with a certificate of authenticity. We guarantee this is a real item signed by Kobe Bryant. Bernard Goldberg takes it to Kobe. Is this your signature? Nope.
So
what happened?
So these so like the NFL and the NBA and Upper Deck and anybody that sells autographed merchandise, you're saying you can't trust the NBA,
I'm
the
saying
NFL.
I don't trust the NBA, the NFL, or anybody in the memorabilia business. I just don't.
Okay. Here's the other piece of memorabilia that I think you would be interested in.
Okay.
You remember the boat Stugatz. This was the boat on The Sopranos.
Okay.
Where they took Vincent Pastor out.
Big pussy.
Yep. And yeah. they iced him. Okay.
Okay.
It's also
not in the face, guys.
Yeah. It's yeah. also the boat that they ran the Dean Martin music really loud to try to get people to move off that house that they had at the shore. You remember
okay.
that?
Okay.
Okay. That is up for auction right now.
Okay.
That is Tony Soprano's boat, Stugatz.
Okay.
Now, is that a more interesting item to you?
No.
You don't think that would be super cool?
I don't.
I'm not a boat person.
Yeah, I'm not either, but I would think it would be really easy to make two boats.
You think there were multiple boats and that David Chase is selling multiple boats?
Is David Chase the seller?
Yes, he's the seller.
I would ask David Chase, how do I know this is the real boat? And if he could convince me, then I would consider it.
He'd show you like a picture of it and say, "This.
So,
here's a. I'm matching this with the scene
right,
where this
right.
happened.
But I would have to look at the boat and see like if there's a dent in the boat somewhere.
Right.
Is the dent still there? And if
right.
he says, oh, we repaired the dent,
yeah.
I'm out.
Okay. Bergman?
See, I just don't understand, like, what are you going to do with the boat? Just say, hey, look, I have the boat.
I'm driving Tony Soprano's boat.
Nobody uses their boats. The boats are worthless.
Well, that is actually, I'm sure we've got boaters out there, but I remember very clearly Tom Snyder saying the best day of your life is
the day you buy a boat.
The day you buy a boat. The second best day of your life is when you sell it.
My friend Gary Paul, shout out to Gary in Long Beach, used to live across the street from me. And we would go to Tahoe on vacation with our families would go together.
Sure.
And he had this great ski boat. He still got it. And I said one day, man, I am so jealous of your boat. This is such a great time, and this is such a fun boat.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, John, you've got something better than a boat.
Yeah.
You've got a friend with a boat. Remember that.
Yeah. How much do you think for Tony Soprano's boat?
How big is it? Bigger than 20 feet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll say $200,000.
$299,000.
$300,000.
Which, if you mark it with other boats of its size, it's actually a reasonable price. You're not paying.
Yeah, boats are really expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive. My dad once tried to get me to buy half a boat, and I'm like, Dad, I don't like boats. I don't go on boats. I get sick on boats. Why am I buying half this boat? He says it's an investment. I'm like, it is not an investment, Dad.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He had so much trouble selling that boat.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're a memorabilia believer, because I thought you would be more discerning than that.
No.
I've had too many athletes tell me that people just get stuff.
I get that. I mean, I would never go on eBay and buy something, but if the National Basketball Association certifies that this is what they say it is, I can't believe the NBA is a bunch of liars.
No, I don't say the NBA is a bunch of liars, but I think they can't control what it is they're selling. It changed hands several times before it gets to me.
Is not the NBA wildly liable if it's not what they say it is? In other words,
how do you prove it?
Well, you just said Bernard Goldberg took something to Kobe Bryant and said, that's not my signature. If I bought that from the NBA, I would go back to the NBA, say Kobe says that's not his signature, I'm suing you.
Right.
And you would win.
Right, and the NBA would just pay you and go on to the next guy.
Pay you a bunch of money.
Well, pay you what you paid for.
No, they'd pay you more.
Speaking of Seinfeld, you played the Seinfeld transition?
I did, yeah.
Casper said it in the YouTube chat, but you know this was a Seinfeld episode.
No, really?
It was, because everything's a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, of course it is.
When George got John Voight's LeBaron.
Yeah, that's right.
His LeBaron?
His car. Oh. He bought a used car and he figured out a way that it previously belonged to John Voight, but they couldn't
pencil,
prove it.
He was chewing on the pencil.
Yeah.
You guys remember Seinfeld episodes much more clearly
it's
than I do.
It's so good.
It
How
is
can
great.
You not?
It is great. You'll like Curb tonight. Are you watching Curb tonight?
I watched like the first 10 minutes. I need to go back and watch
I will just
that.
Say I'm disgruntled. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
I know what disgruntled is. I know who disgruntled is. That's as far as
okay,
I know.
That's and you stopped in the middle.
I stopped.
Coming up next, it is Game of Games. Whose game is it today?
Brian,
do we have a scoreboard there, Bergman?
Yeah, we do.
Sure do. And that scoreboard is when
it's
I get
worth
down
two
to
today.
It.
That's right.
Yeah, it's worth two today. And right now it is Ireland 4, Mason 3, Pepe 2, Laura 2, Bergman 1, Donna won, Brian won, DeMarco won, Beto won, Jacob won.
Bergman, you only have one?
I only have one this week.
All right. I know you're coming over the next few days.
That's
you're the,
right.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, the sleeper pick in this race?
Not you.
Me.
That'd be two in a row. That'd be two in a row.
Be two in a row. Exactly. I'm on a roll. Game of Games coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is a very close race. Today is worth two. Ireland has a lead. It is Brian's game. And Cody, who has been upgraded in the company, he's now running. He's like a producer, fill-in producer on the board.
I heard
he's
running the whole company now.
Yeah,
he is. He's taken over my job. He's the new Mao.
Nice. Okay. He's moving on up. Good for you,
but
Cody.
He is running Travis and Sliwa this week.
Oh, yeah, I heard
for the
that.
Next, like, month.
Yes.
Yeah, month nice, man. Nice.
Oh,
I'm coming for the Game
of
Games title,
paternity leave?
Too.
Paternity leave, yes.
All right, good.
I want the title.
You want the title?
Yeah.
Of
Gimme Games.
All right, well, Cody, you get two. If you'll go ahead of Bergman if you win today.
Oh, and me.
Throw it to me.
Okay, Brian, what do we got?
All right, so we got a little spring training-inspired game. Most of it is either going to be cactus or grapefruit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like this.
Cactus or grapefruit.
All right, here we go. First, number one, both spring training leagues have 15 teams each. Which league has more stadiums, cactus or grapefruit?
Greg.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's go with the grapefruit.
Mace.
Cactus.
I'll go grapefruit. Cody.
I'm going to go cactus. It is a grapefruit with 13.
Right.
Yeah, because the Padres and the Mariners share a stadium.
Oh, that's
And there's another one.
There's a couple that share.
The Dodgers and the Giants or somebody.
The Angels and Dodgers. Oh, no,
Dodgers and White Sox.
All right, Greg and Greg and I are on the
White Sox, yeah.
All right, here we go. Grapefruit or cactus. Which item, when consumed, has more fiber in a one-cup serving?
Grapefruit
or a cactus?
Has more fiber. Mace, this one's you.
I believe that is cactus.
I also think it's cactus.
Big
Cody.
Hot cup of cactus.
I'm going to go with grapefruit.
All right, Greg.
I'm in on the cactus.
Cody, this one is grapefruit.
All right.
There you go, Cody Lou.
Cody's on the board.
That surprises me. I didn't think grapefruit had any fiber.
All right, number three, here we go. Which league does Salt River Fields belong to? Grapefruit or cactus? Salt River Fields.
Salt River Fields.
This one's me. I'm going to go grapefruit. Cody.
I'll go grapefruit.
Greg.
Give me cactus.
Mace.
Show me cactus.
It is cactus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bergman's got the lead.
I'm with the D-backs.
All right, everybody else. Greg has two. Everybody else has one.
Excellent.
All right, this one's going to be more or less here. The Dodgers, part of the Cactus League, have how many players on their 40-man roster that were born in the year 2000 or later? How many players on the Dodgers 40-man roster born 2000 or later?
Did you go and count?
I did. Yes, yeah. I did.
So okay. This
is more or less than five.
Oh.
Oh.
On the 40-man.
On the 40-man roster. More
born
or less.
After?
2000 or later. 2000 or later.
Cody, this is you.
Oh. I'm going to go less.
Greg.
Oh, wow. Well, Yamamoto's 25. That would be it. Yeah, I'm going to go less.
Yamamoto.
No, he'd be behind.
All right, Greg's going less. Mace. Yeah.
This is on the 40-man?
On the 40-man, yes.
I got to think it's more.
I'm with Mace, and I'm going more.
It is less.
Yes. Oh, let's go. Cody.
Greg and
two guys.
With the lead. How many?
Only two.
They have two guys that are over the age of 25?
Yeah, it was one of the one catcher, I forget his name, and then Pages.
Cartaya?
Andy Pages.
Andy Pages. Yeah. Diego Cartaya. No,
Diego Cartaya?
Yeah, he's on the 40, man.
Yeah.
Is he on the 40, man?
I think he is.
You're
a Dodger Blue review.
It's real.
Okay. All right, Brian, keep going.
40 man's pretty big.
Entering today, which league has scored more runs so far in spring training? Mm. The Cactus League or the Grapefruit League?
Greg.
Show me cactus.
Mace.
Grapefruit.
The Dodgers are in the Cactus League, and they've scored a bunch of runs. I'm going to go cactus. Cody.
I'm going to go grapefruit.
It is grapefruit.
Yes! So that's Mace and Cody, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
did you
right,
say cactus or grapefruit?
I said cactus.
Yeah, I said grapefruit.
So it's Greg and Cody 3, Mace 2, John 1.
Ooh.
How many are left, Brian?
I got 5 left.
Okay.
All right.
Which one can grow to its ripeness first? So which one can be grown ripe first and consumed? A cactus or a grapefruit?
Mace.
Grapefruit.
I also think it's a grapefruit. Cody.
I'll go grapefruit, too.
Greg.
I'm going to be different. I'm going cactus.
It is cactus.
Oh, no!
We'll pay a little disclaimer. Cactus says 6 to 12 months. Grapefruit was 9 months.
Okay.
So 6 to 12. Okay. All right, Greg has 4. I only have 1, and there are only 3 left, right?
Yes, 3
All
left.
Right, I got to get these all. All right, here we go.
Every one of them.
Cool Today Park belongs to which league? Grapefruit or cactus?
Greg.
What was it before? I'm going to go with grapefruit.
Mace.
How far am I down? 2?
You're down 2.
You said grapefruit?
Yeah.
I'm going cactus.
I have to go cactus. Cody.
I'll go grapefruit.
It's grapefruit.
I'm out.
Needed that.
I'm close to out.
Cody, you got that, right?
Yeah.
You are out, Mace. It is a two-horse. Brian, 2 left?
2 left, yes.
All right. It is a two-horse race. Greg has 5. Cody has 4.
Oh. Cody looking for his first ever win in Game of Games.
All right.
First time playing.
Yeah.
2 Maybe left. This. Go two ahead, left. Brian.
Which league reported higher attendance last year, spring training 2023? The Cactus or the Grapefruit League?
Greg, you have to go first.
The Dodgers always draw. I'm going to go cactus, though.
Now, Cody, you can go cactus here if you want, but if you go grape, you've got to go opposite on one of the next two. So you can do it on this one or the next one.
I'll go cactus because I think it's cactus.
It is cactus.
Yeah, so we're tied.
We're tied.
Okay.
This no, will... I said cactus, didn't I?
I'm still down one.
Oh,
still
did
down
you say cactus? Oh,
yeah, I said cactus.
So,
you both yeah.
so
cactus.
I need this
we
one.
Said
yeah.
the same All right, thing. So yeah, you have to go opposite now.
I got to go opposite. All right. Yeah.
All right. Greg, you can win it if you get this. Yes,
this one is true or false. Entering today, the Dodgers led all teams in both leagues in both strikeouts and walks at the plate.
So the hitters.
The hitters, yes.
Okay.
Strikeouts and walks?
The Dodgers
Greg,
lead both leagues,
simply
strikeouts
true
and walks.
Or false?
I'm going to say false.
Cody, that means true for you?
Yeah, I'll go true.
It is true.
Dang.
Yes, look, I do. I got you.
Look at the blueprint guys in the back
look at
cheering
them.
Relentlessly yeah. for Coach.
Hey, why are you rooting against them?
It's for all the former interns. Yeah, let's go.
All right,
Cody,
topic.
Come on.
According,
let's do it.
According to the Cactus League official website, how much money did the Cactus League as a whole make in 2023?
All right.
Oh, my God.
So write something down, Cody. You got something to write it down?
How much do they make?
Greg, you got something to write it down?
No, I don't, but I'll just say a number. I'll
all right,
go first.
So go ahead and go first. Greg, what do you got?
I don't know. 3.5 million.
Okay.
Okay, so Cody, you either go 3.6 or 3.4. You just have to decide if you want to go higher or lower than 3.5.
I'm going to say 3.4. I think it's lower.
This one's Greg. It was
What was it?
$418
million.
Oh, wow.
We were way off.
In like one day.
You only missed it by $415 million.
Yeah, three.
I thought Greg handed that to
I
you.
I did hand it to you.
All right, so Bergman, now you have three.
Now I have three. This is now a
I
real race.
I knew you were not going to go quietly.
Of course not, John.
And tomorrow, it's my game, so you can pass me.
Ooh.
How many days this week? Oh, I know how
your
many
game,
days are this week.
Your game is Thursday. Michael has Wednesday.
Oh, so I've got the 29th.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm so screwed.
Well, maybe we'll do something different. Like, if you're in the middle of it on that Thursday, have Laura do the game.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But Mason's got to win over the next 2 days.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, there you have it. There's your game of games. It's brought to you, by the way, by Jacob Imrani. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Let's hit the super. Stager.
I'm about to freak everybody out here in crypto.com arena. Listen
do it,
to this.
Cappy. Do it.
Now, Sedano and Cap are at the Lakers All Access event.
Yes.
At Crypto.
God. The great Sam Lagana just stopped.
Oh, my God.
Cappy, you stopped him in his tracks.
Sammy Lagana. Shmooly, what's going on, baby? How are you,
man? He's the best.
Great to see you. Yes, sir.
Hey, ask him a question.
Okay, hold on. Mason wants to ask you
here.
Something.
Pick up a head.
Okay. Yeah, grab one. Here we go. Right Sam, you ready?
All right, hold on. Who's house Rams
house? Whose house?
Hi, everybody.
Whose house?
Whose house? Rams house!
No, it's Who's not. It's house? The Lakers house.
That's
He's
true. It
Sam
is the Lakers
Lagana.
House tonight.
Yeah. Sam, by Come the on. Way, dressed amazingly.
Beautiful.
Cappy, this is how you were supposed to dress for tonight.
Right? Why? What's
Chris
wrong?
Chris is dressed up as well.
Well, Chris always wears a suit.
Sedano's
like
got
thing.
On a quasi-jacket.
Yeah. He's got on a Depeche Mode t-shirt.
Well, he likes Depeche Mode.
So?
Scott, you
You're
look
in
like a
running
guy from
suit.
San Diego, so that's good.
I feel yeah. like I'm, when I do radio, I like
I'm wearing a nice cardigan. I feel like,
it is a nice cardigan. It's very Shannon Sharpie.
Yeah.
You know,
Sam, we love you, man.
Thanks. We're crypto.com, by the way.
We are.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
set
is
the
pretty
scene,
cool, right?
You?
It's just it's beautiful. These guys are right here, and you walk in, and the first thing you see is ESPN LA.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And you see all of – you see Cap, you see Sedano, you see Chris, you see everybody right here ready to go. It's fabulous.
Now, are you going to the Rams event tonight?
Shh. Yes.
Okay.
I'm leaving right now.
Because Travis and DeMarco will be there at 7 p.m.
Right.
Live on the station.
We're doing the handoff. I might be able to get on ESPN LA twice in one day or two different things.
Yeah. A double dip.
How about that?
Like a double dump truck.
Well, I just helped out here a little bit, and I'm excited to head over there. But you guys look fabulous.
Thank you.
You as well.
Chris has got a matching jacket
to
a shirt. This is really, really well
dressed. I try to act like I got somewhere better to be.
Yeah.
Hey, Mace, how you doing?
Everything is great, man.
Good.
Tomorrow's a big day. We're having our big ceremony where we get inducted into the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm nervous because Ireland won't talk. I got to give the speech.
Wow. I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock. I'm bringing my spotter, Garrett Nakagawa, and we're going to come out there and celebrate you guys tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Going to be there?
Yeah,
because I'm supposed to give a speech before, like welcome them or induct them or whatever
there you
called.
Go.
By any chance, do you want to do it?
No. It's your job.
Come on.
Hey, John, how are you doing? How's
Sam, I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. You doing any more EA Sports games?
No. They blew me out and hired all these, like Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit. They went big time
Who
on
are
me,
they?
Sam.
Wow.
Yeah, those are good days because – All right, everybody.
All right,
it's great
see
to
you,
see
Sam.
You. God bless you all, and
you,
best wishes.
Yes,
have
sir.
A great time
you.
Here at Lakers All Access.
Thank
so
you,
long,
man.
Everybody.
All right, take care.
Sam Lagana stopping by.
Describe what's going on out there.
Well, Sam Lagana just came up and
right.
said hello.
I yeah. know, but the event you're
I mean,
at.
I think people are just lining up, just starting to get here. So, I mean, there's still a long ways to go. We're very early in the proceedings, Mace.
By the way, you would have liked Sam's outfit, Mace. He's wearing a white turtleneck, a beautiful blue double-breasted blazer.
Yeah, he looks like
very
he was
nice.
Like a captain of like a ship.
He does have like a yacht rock
yes,
vibe.
Yes, yeah. Hey, Mace.
Yeah.
I love your jacket. My daughter would call that a grout fit because you got on a lot of gray. But the gray jacket matches the hair to perfection.
Yeah. You, so mean, you like this look?
Sharp. I do. I do. I like the black turtle. George, you're more of the turtle sort of critic. So
yeah, I like what Mace has got going on today.
Okay. I just love the hair jacket combo.
Yeah.
Isn't that sharp?
I'm still working at it, Shadano. Still working at it.
It's working. Whatever you're doing is working, Mace.
Yeah. What did you say, though, Chris? He looks like a character out of, like, Columbo or something?
He looks like a villain in a 1978 Columbo episode.
Oh, you know what? Or Beretta.
Or Beretta.
Oh, yeah. Beretta yeah, was yeah. so good.
Wait, can yeah. we still say Beretta?
Sure.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
Robert
I mean,
Blake killed his,
was,
wife,
yeah,
allegedly.
Killed his wife, I mean, you can still talk about the show.
Yeah,
right,
the
what's
show
the problem
was good.
With Beretta? Did something happen?
Yeah.
I mean, allegedly.
What
allegedly.
Happened? Or maybe Quincy? Remember the show Quincy?
Quincy. Oh, good
Quincy.
Show, Quincy. Wow.
Yeah.
Good show.
Starsky and Hutch?
Oh,
Starsky and Hutch is more. Yeah, you look like Starsky and Hutch. Yeah,
the old Equalizer, not the new Equalizer. The old Equalizer was great. Do you
right.
remember that guy?
Yeah.
Old guy?
By the way, John, you're lucky. These Mike Dooley headsets are great.
They are so good.
Yeah, really nice.
You guys making Dooley work today?
Yeah. So much better than the stuff we get to use.
So where exactly, because I'm coming over there, where exactly
you are
you broadcasting from?
Right in the lobby where you come in. The
right,
walk
right in, front place.
I'm going to stop
the
over.
The 11th Street entrance.
Yeah. I got to do a TikTok. I'll stop over.
You're really coming here to do a TikTok?
Yeah, coming
there
to do
audio?
A TikTok. Yes,
what, have you been doing them without audio?
Oh, no, he did it with Sue Kalinske. So, John, he did
one. Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
DeAndre sent us with Sue Kalinske, and Mace had his earbuds on, and you couldn't hear a word Sue was saying while she was talking.
If there's anything that sounds like Steve Mason, that's it.
Yeah.
He silenced everyone else but him.
Technically, that is correct, yes.
So you're really, honestly, seriously coming over here just to do a TikTok?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, you know what? I'm not knocking it. I'm actually impressed with your commitment to TikTok.
I want to see what the scene is like, you know?
Well,
is it a scene?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is it a vibe? Is it a vibe?
This thing doesn't
start
till
like,
five.
Oh, he wants to know if he can come over and see anybody.
That's all it is.
I thought it was at 7.
Well,
it's at 5.
Well, no,
like
people start arriving at 5.
Okay.
When Mace gets here, people are going to be like, who's that guy? He looks so familiar to me. Yeah.
He looks like a villain in a 1970s drama.
Of Beretta.
Of Beretta.
Yeah.
By the way, Mace, did you send me the talking points for tomorrow morning?
No, I'm not sending you talking points.
Why not?
Can you believe this? I mean, I chose Chris Morales because I knew that he knows radio and knows Los Angeles and would be able to put us in a good context and everything. Now he's like, well, send me notes. I don't know what to say.
No,
it's
I
like,
know what to say.
I don't
say.
Give
I'm
you,
saying,
I don't give you
well,
notes
he,
when you're here.
He's complaining about the, I guess, the folks
Arbogast.
At the Hall of Fame committee
he's a bully.
Writing him.
Oh,
to
come on.
Arbogast is a bully?
He's a bully.
How
really?
Do you do? Seriously.
He's a bully.
He's not a bully.
Because he's bullying you into what?
Well, first off, he's grinding us about $50 for the price of the table.
Okay.
That's first
what
off.
Is it, dynamic pricing?
It is, apparently.
How we get down?
Okay. I believe the terms was, if you don't want to pay, you don't have to be here.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I said, okay. Now he's grinding me about the speech.
Really? Now, Mace.
Well, and I think what really burned you is he said he wanted you to send a bio about yourself because he didn't know who you were.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That probably pissed you
really,
off.
Really, that happened?
Well, he told me a couple weeks ago when he talked, he only listens to Mace and Ireland. Because everything else on the station stinks.
No, he didn't
said,
say that.
Well, that kind of, I take that personally, Pete.
He did not say that, did he?
I said, but you know that we're not the station that has like Brian Long on anymore, like DeMarco Farr and those shows, like the old
show
with
DeMarco.
Brian
Long
feel
and DeMarco.
Like, at least I can say about.
No, the show he did with Kevin Kiley.
I feel like, at least for this show, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I would say he's aged out of the demographic.
100%.
Yeah.
So did you explain that to him? Like, hey, the fact that you're much older, we don't really care about your opinion. Did you explain that to him?
That's my speech tomorrow morning.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mason, I don't think I'm going to talk about them. It's just to heckle all the people in the room.
Okay.
That'll be touching.
Now, George, are you going to this show?
No, absolutely
tomorrow?
Not.
Why not?
Yeah. First of all, it's in Burbank 8
o'clock
at 8
in the
o'clock
morning.
In the
yeah.
morning.
Okay. Now, you know, Morales and I, we stay in adjoining rooms at the East Central. And Morales is saying to me,
if it were any other day in time, okay. It's Cappy.
So Morales is saying to me, you need to drive me tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
I told him if he doesn't
drive driver?
Me.
Well, right.
What, are you driving Miss Daisy?
Right, no, I'm
our
driving
friendship's
Mr.
over.
Right.
You'll lose a friend.
Right, so he told me. So now here's what I do. Here's how I do this now. This is how I judge what I do and what I don't do.
Yeah.
Well, WWJD.
Now, if I were staying here.
Yeah.
Then I would go.
Sure. Okay, but given that you're not.
I live on the complete opposite end of
yeah,
of the
I
county.
Totally get this with Sedano.
So, but you're staying all right. here.
No, I'm
Sedano,
not.
Sedano?
Yeah.
Give you $100 if you go in my place tomorrow.
No, absolutely not.
200.
Not, not that room.
Keep going.
No
keep
offense.
Going.
All right, final offer, $300.
Nah, you're good.
Take yeah. it to 500 and I'll go in your place.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In cash.
Cappy, I'll pay you $500 to drive me tomorrow.
In cash?
Yeah.
Will you give it to me before we leave?
Yes, but when I'm done and I say, now, ladies and gentlemen, it is proud, I am proud to announce the latest members of the Hall of Fame, of the what's it called, Southern California Sports Broadcasting
yes.
Association? Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Mason and John Ireland, you pull out the bullhorn and do Love Boat.
Oh, my oh, God.
And 46
great.
Pacemakers in the room will all stop.
Oh, that would
come
be
on.
Funny.
Come on.
That would
it
be
would
funny.
It would be great if you brought out the bullhorn.
Oh, that would be great.
If you Love Boated us.
What time will this be done, this event?
Well, we told we have to be out by 11.
Oh, 11?
My God, 11?
Wow,
I need three hours? I need to be in the studio and Cappy casting by 9:55.
Oh, well, yeah. Get there at 8, Love Boat us, and get back to the studio for your Cappy cast.
So I Love Boat you, but will I see
you? But then you have to fight traffic back down.
No, we can take surface streets down. I think.
All right, I didn't bring the proper gear. I didn't bring like, the right getup.
Well, can I just say this? I got a note on Twitter that is it Lakeside?
Lakeside,
yeah.
They don't allow jeans.
But that's for the country club.
Yeah, but they don't allow. I mean, this is my.
Do you think they're holding the same rules for this Southern California?
I mean, if it's at the place, I'm assuming so.
You think so?
No, it's a bunch of sports media schleppers, don't they?
I mean, I got to dig out an old suit. I haven't worn a suit since the last funeral.
They're not going to kick you out. You're being honored with an award.
If they're kicking
out, they'll pull out a pair of pants from the back.
Yeah, right, right.
I wore a suit this weekend for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
I actually
wore
a tie.
Did it fit?
Okay, so the answer is no, it didn't fit.
Okay.
Secondly, I wore a tie. It's the first time I've worn a tie. I don't even know how long it's been, a long, long, long time. I notice it's like having a neck brace on. You know, like when you can't move your neck at all, but you're like moving your shoulders to move your head? I literally could not move my neck because of the tie.
Get a larger shirt.
No, it's just very uncomfortable.
Get a smaller neck.
Just very, yeah, I mean,
well,
that's...
Why did you have to dress up?
By the way, remember, you're getting two custom-made dress shirts for me as your birthday.
Can't wait.
So the neck will be perfectly measured.
Can't
the
wait.
Wrist, everything.
You've put on a few.
I have. It's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It happens to the
that's
best
fair.
Of us.
But, Cappy, why did you have to dress up in a suit?
I went to a gala on Saturday.
Ooh,
I know
a gala.
Now, a gala is a different level
yeah.
of charity event.
Agreed.
Yes.
You know?
For sure.
Like what was the cause? What was the honoree?
The Challenged Athletes Foundation.
Okay. Mm.
And the big kind of shocker of
is
the
that
night,
our is our buddy Bob Babbitt still involved
Bob,
with that?
Bob Babbitt is one of the founders of that.
Okay.
Of Challenge Athletes Foundation, and from out of nowhere, in front of all these people, there's all these tables, $30,000 a table.
Go ahead.
All right. $3,000 per ticket. I mean, I'm talking. This is like the highest.
How'd you end up there?
I was an invited
you know who.
Guest.
You know.
I
who.
Was just you didn't you know pay. That.
He knew a guy,
come
George.
On,
well, River Rachel.
I mean, really? Like I'm going to pay
no,
for that?
No, but that's why I was asking how you were there.
Cuz I have been a long, long, long time supporter of said organization.
Oh, okay.
But I'm also an invited guest of somebody who's very generous who buys a $30,000 table.
Okay, but you didn't give any money to the cause.
Well, I did give money to the cause at the end of the night when they did a paddle raise. You know, I felt compelled, and by the way, I wanted to be generous as best I could.
You don't mind getting smacked by a paddle?
No. Nah, it's fine.
Oh, no.
What?
What happened?
Oh, no.
What?
It is...
a final?
Well, Lakeside Golf Club, I see the rules now for the ceremony tomorrow. Dress code, business casual, no jeans, t-shirts, or tank tops. Now, I was not going to wear a t-shirt or a tank top,
I mean,
but
I
was going to wear
jeans.
A tank top
would have been hilarious.
Tank top would be great.
You could, I mean, Pat McAfee can't be inducted as well.
Maybe I'll wear some of them Major League Baseball invisible pants that they're all wearing.
Exactly.
The invisible
That's
pants.
That's what you need.
That yeah. would be hot.
Hey. I mean, Mace, the way you said, oh, no, it did sound like someone died.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. nobody died.
Mason's jeans died.
My yeah. jeans right. are done
his,
for the week.
His casual gear for the Hall of Fame induction.
Hey, hey, has my guy Bill McDonald arrived at the festivities over there? He's your MC tonight for Lakers All Access.
Billy Mack? See Billy Mack. Yeah. Are you not a part of this tonight,
I'm not.
John? How's that possible?
Billy asked me to try, because Billy's got to be at this thing in the morning, too.
Oh, he's going also?
He's got some role. I don't know what it is.
There's a rule? But oh, no, a role.
I think he may be staying at the East Central tonight, Cappy, with you and Morales.
In the same room?
Well, let me tell you something.
Maybe.
If we could get into Billy Mack's room, we'll be having a lot of fun.
Well, they've limited the number of flight attendants allowed in that room to 6.
Wow, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's 2 each.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we're done.
Where are you going?
Send me those
I'm coming
points.
Over to see you.
Wait, you're coming over to see us? I thought you were already going home to sleep the way you were talking about it earlier.
I do. I am going to go sleep early tonight.
Mason sleeps like 14 hours
a day. I need my 10-hour sleep.
I'm with you, though. Sleep is very important. And honestly, John, I feel for you, and I'm glad you got 8. But if I don't get like 7, I am a crank the next day.
Can
like,
you believe, by the way, can you believe night, Ireland's so you know, concoction? Oh, okay.
What's that?
Well, I don't. That was extreme. But I did
concoction.
Take it last night. All right, so here it is, George.
Yeah.
120 milligram gummy, courtesy of Chris Ward.
120 milligram?
120. Just 2-0.
120 milligrams.
One dash 20.
Two Advil PMs and an Ambien.
Wow. Oh.
Are you serious?
I honestly would have slept for 20 hours.
That's like a sleep bomb.
Mix that with
Wait
Ambien.
Yeah. 20 hours? I would be so happy.
If I took what you took, I think I'd stop breathing. Like,
that's a lot.
Well, that was the goal, but it didn't work.
I'm worried when Ireland starts using more cannabis than I do.
Oh, my God. The Ambien usage is so
No,
dangerous.
I only take Ambien, like, once a week.
I am, like, a lightweight when it comes to that stuff. So, like, if you give me an Ambien, I'm sleeping 12 hours.
I've never taken an Ambien and would never take an
Ambien. I always heard you sleepwalk and eat a lot.
Lisa says I have a full dialogue of whatever I did that day.
Really?
But
see,
I don't remember
any. That would be dangerous for Cappy to repeat.
Well, no, dude, I talk in my sleep all the time, and Rachel has to wake me up because I have these crazy-ass nightmares.
Yep.
Like, and I just start freaking out in the middle of my sleep. And, like, I'm like I told you guys a few weeks ago, I fell out of the bed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I have these crazy nightmares.
Does she get mad how often you say my name while you're asleep?
She does get a little upset. She actually, she was upset about the invitation that I offered you on Thursday night.
Oh,
like,
really?
You invited Chris?
Really?
Yeah.
To what?
To a Pearl Jammed / Foo's Fighters concert in Orange County on Thursday
night. They're cover bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Excuse me.
They're not cover bands?
They're tribute bands.
Tribute bands, all okay. Right.
Thank you, John.
If it was a Thursday night and I could get to San Juan easily, I'd go.
So what's the difference between a tribute band and a cover band?
A tribute band plays exclusively that band's music and looks and sounds just like them.
Mm-hmm.
A cover band is somebody who plays lots of different covers of lots of different bands.
Right.
See the difference?
Makes sense.
Okay.
See the difference?
I mean, yeah, I get the specificity. But,
thank you. It's nuance.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
We're back tomorrow at 1, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
He's coming over here.